just a get out of hell card. This is when Jesus becomes the temple on the inside of you. There's a lot of temples around here, but we don't actually have to go to a temple to feel presence. He wants you to become his temple. The Bible says this. The Bible says that all have fallen short of the glory of God, which means that we've all made mistakes. It means that I can't judge you. You can't judge me. Nobody can judge anybody because we've all fallen short. And the only one who can truly judge is God. Secondly, it says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And that gift is accepting Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, believing that he died on the cross, that he went to hell for our sins, and was resurrected from the grave. And I want you to receive this in the name of Jesus and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Are you ready to do that? All right, just repeat after me. Say, Jesus.
Jesus.
Forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
I believe that you died on the cross for me.
That you died on the cross for me.
I believe that you went to hell for me.
That you went to hell for me.
And you were resurrected from the grave.
And you were resurrected from the grave.
Be the Lord of my life.
Be the Lord of my life.
Cleanse me with your blood.
Cleanse me with your blood.
And fill me.
Fill me
with your Holy Spirit.
With your Holy Spirit.
Take my life.
Take my life.
And do something great with it.
And do something great with it.
I am yours.
I am yours.
And you are mine.
And you are mine.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Woo! And the next step is baptism. We want to invite you to get baptized if you want. 4:30 to 6:30 today. So here's the deal. The rain is destroying demonic activity. Because of the rain, the orgy tent was destroyed. Woo!
Yes, Lord!
Oh, holy, your God Almighty.
And God is having his way. God is having the final word, that I will have holiness, I will not have debauchery.
Yes.
And we're here, we're worshiping, we're seeing people saved. We saw somebody baptized in the Holy Ghost right there today. So let the rain come, because it is bringing chaos to the enemy's camp. And that's what we pray for.